Pacifica Foundation bylaws amendments have been proposed and may now be found on the Foundation's website at pacifica.org for review and the upcoming vote by the board and delegates regarding the amendments.
Hi, this is the Corin Tucker Band, and you're listening to The Melting Pot on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and all over the world at kpfk.org.
This is Melting Pot here Fridays from 8 to 10 p.m. My name is Michael Barnes. I'm your host for this show. You can find our archive shows and performances, such as the performance that Corin Tucker and her band did a few years ago, online at meltingpotblog.com. You can also become a friend or a fan at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Right now, I'm going to play you an interview that we recorded here at the station in 2011, in November of 2011, with one of my favorite contemporary bands, a San Francisco band with a really distinctive sound, a little bit country and a little bit something else. The band is The Sandwiches, and they are performing what might be their last show tonight at the Satellite here in Los Angeles. And so I wanted to bring this back out. I was hoping to get the band in to do a kind of final interview. But this one is one of my favorites that we've done in the 5 years we've been here at KPFK, including especially the song that leads off this kind of edited version of the original interview and performance. But this version of My Heart Does Swell is one of the best things we've done here. And comes courtesy of The Sandwiches that you're hearing right now on KPFK 90.7 FM and Melting Pot.
I've been wasting all my time, wasting nights and thinking about you. I've been towing the sand line, stretching all the way back. Hey, I'm through. I've been wasting all my time, trying to bring you together. Across the chasm of distance,
You just heard The Sandwiches performing here in our studios, and they're going to take a bit of a break from playing and talk to me for just a bit. Once again, just thanks so much for coming through. And for the listeners who haven't heard your sounds before, could you tell us just who's in the studio with us and what you play?
My name's Roxy, and I play the drums.
My name's Heidi, and I play guitar and sing.
My name's Grace, and I play guitar and sing.
All right, and there you go.
Very simple.
And not so simple. So how did you guys come together as a band?
Kind of through a barrage of ex-boyfriends and jobs. My ex-boyfriend, Heidi's ex-boyfriend, was friends with Roxy's ex-boyfriend, and... Also, Grace and Tim worked together at Amoeba Music in San Francisco. And so that's kind of how that was all at the same time. And we all just sort of like, I don't know, we all were interested in starting to play with people. So we tried it out.
The two of you played in the Fresh and Onlys before this, correct? So
yeah.
You kind of knew each other. It wasn't quite like you just kind of fell into it all at the same time. But, I mean, you kind of played with each other and knew a little bit about each other's style before coming together as a band?
Yeah, the Sandwiches started around the same time.
Okay.
Personally.
Yeah.
How did you come up with the name The Sandwiches?
We just went through a lot of silly names and couldn't decide on one. We finally had to pick one because it was down to the wire.
This kind of thing, too, that like a bunch of train of events led to Sandwiches coming up. And then once that one came up, it was like kind of obvious that it was going to stick, even though we thought it was pretty stupid.
And I think we thought maybe it would be temporary, but for some reason it just stayed.
Do you kind of regret it right now? Like, are you eventually going to change your name? I'd hate for that to happen.
Not at this point.
I think it's such a perfect name.
I don't regret it. I think it causes for a little bit of confusion for people. Like, I told, you know, people I just met or teachers that I'm in a band called The Sandwiches, and then later they go, I looked you up and I didn't see anything. I thought you were
not really hungry.
But maybe you were just like pulling my leg. But they looked under the sandwiches. Not
yeah.
Sandwiches.
Yeah. So not the sandwiches that you eat, but I don't know, the sandwiches that would cast a spell on you in the desert, something along those lines.
Number one response to the band name seems to be sandwiches. I love sandwiches. So
which is
that's good. People have positive feelings about it.
Put that in quotation.
Very much so. I when I tried to describe the sound of your band, I never really seemed to find the right words. There's a couple of artists, you know, just from my own biography that in the late 80s and 90s that kind of remind me a little bit of your sound, but still doesn't really seem to fit. Like Kelly Hogan, who I grew up in Atlanta, and she used to play in a band called the Rocketeens and also did her own solo stuff. But her sound, especially when she went solo, was a really conventional, pretty conventional country kind of sound. Kendra Smith, also from Dream Syndicate, but really when she was playing with Opal, kind of have some similarities to it as well. But they're, again, not quite those country elements that I want to say are in your band's sound, but at the same time, things go off in so many unexpected directions. And how would you describe the sound of the Sandwiches?
We prefer not to.
It's difficult, I think.
Yeah.
We're not exactly wordsmiths.
Dingy.
Dingy, pingy.
It's kind of dingy.
Mm-hmm. Pumpy.
Pumpy.
Lumpy.
But it seems on this most recent record on Mrs. Jones's Cookies that the sound is maybe not quite dingy. It's a hard way to think about it. It seems like, especially compared to some of the early recordings, like a much more kind of cohered, more kind of refined sound. I was wondering if that was something that's more of kind of a like a evolution as the band has kind of, you know, moved along, or if you consciously went into the studio with this recording and wanted to present a slightly different sound than some of the earlier ones.
We weren't trying to be different, really. We just we've got to know each other and become really familiar playing together. And I guess that's what's made us sound tighter and more mature.
The songs are different too. You know, I feel like the songs maybe came from, more drawn out emotional process than previous songs. So, going into the studio with a different engineer and a different studio makes things. I mean, we definitely grew up a bit in the interim. So.
Do you guys write songs collectively, or is it kind of individuals bring the songs to the group?
It's pretty much individual. Yeah, we add things together when we present a song that one of us has written to the others. We all work on it together from there. But what's the writing then at home?
The only songs we've written all together are extremely stupid songs.
Yeah.
Are those ones made? Those didn't make it on the record then, though.
No, those are for special performances.
Yeah. One of the most distinctive things I think about band is the sound of both of your vocals. It was something that it actually took me a little while in listening to you and not having seen you perform live. It took me some time to realize that there were two separate vocalists and two separate lead vocals, because your vocals both have a very similar style in some ways, and they mix together very nicely. Though here watching you perform, I can separate them clearly and see like the distinct personalities in the two voices. But that's also a thing that I have a really hard time describing, like that kind of the sound that the two of you are able to get out of it. It's like in some respects there are some really like heavy country elements in it, in the phrasing, and especially the occasional little bit of yodeling that's kind of like a classic country thing that you really just don't see in a lot of indie bands these days. But then there's like phrasing that just is, I don't want to say like off, but it's like it's kind of off kilter purposely. Reminds me like of a lot of things that jazz music, like avant-garde jazz musicians do in some respects. I don't know. Like, could you tell me a little bit about the approach to singing with this group? Because it is really different than a lot of other groups, kind of in the San Francisco scene or in like the indie kind of scene as well.
It's just whatever comes out. Nothing's too intentional. It's just what we hear in our head when we're writing these songs out.
I feel like Grace and Heidi both have very different styles of singing, different voices, but so I don't know if that, but then coming together, I don't know, it works really well. I don't know if that is answering your question at all, but they're both very different, but then work really well together. So I don't know.
I think there were some times too where we like, there were definitely some moments where one of us or both of us or somebody felt like, you know, like it's easy to get pigeonholed in a band into doing the same thing over and over again. So there were definitely moments where we would like try to challenge ourselves by switching out what we had become most used to doing, and like, you know, like you go high and I'll go low or something like that. And I don't know, there've been definitely a couple moments where I was like, it was almost kind of freaky listening to recordings being like, your voice sounds like my voice right now, and my voice sounds like your voice.
Yeah, yeah.
And that, like, it's a goosebump moments where you're just like, what have we just done? Yeah, that is just straight weird.
Yeah. Actually, I did have an experience recently. I mean, we've played Summer of Love I don't know how many times, and I didn't notice until watching this acoustic video we did recorded in a bathroom a few months ago.
Oh, at the Shattuck Dunlow. Yeah, I saw that one on YouTube.
And I realized it was Grace singing high, and you were singing, and Heidi was singing low, and I thought it was the other way around.
That chorus?
Yeah. So, I don't know.
It's really nice to be able to swap and back each other up.
Yeah.
And either option.
We swap either back way. And forth a lot.
Yeah, we do it within songs.
Yeah, that was, I think, one of the things I was most excited about seeing you guys perform here, especially in this space, was being able just kind of like mentally figure some things out. There's so many different elements in your music, and I think I would imagine that you're kind of like you're a band that elicits very strong reactions from people. Is that generally the case when you guys play live?
Some ladies are a bra in us sometimes.
Really? When we were the man Halloween. Witches.
Yeah, when oh, yeah. Just as the man witches.
Same show. Steve Peacock, Pantascordia Negrogenesis, also oh, yeah. held his nose Lord. In disgust
yeah.
at
oh,
our
yeah,
set.
That's right. He did do that.
So I guess we elicit strong emotions.
He likes us now.
Well, do you think we get you guys to do a couple more songs here for us?
Sure.
Sure thing.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, so you are about to hear the Sandwiches performing live here at KPFK. So that was the Sandwiches that you just heard right here on KPFK performing live in our studios. I can't thank you guys enough for coming through. I know it was a little bit of a tussle, but I really appreciate you guys coming in.
Thanks for having us.
That was recorded back in 2011 when the band had just put out their, second full-length record, Mrs. Jones's Cookies. They put out their last album, Our Toast, a little earlier in the year. And once again, the Sandwiches are playing their last show tonight here in Los Angeles at the Satellite on a bill, along with the Fresh and Onlys group, the kind of girls in the band were a part of. And It's nice to see everybody together sending them off. Taking the stage around 11 o'clock, I do believe, over at the Satellite will be the Sandwiches. This comes from their most recent record, which, of course, as their last album, is also their best one. It might be the best thing they put down. Play It Again, Dick is the name of the song right here from the Sandwiches on KPFK 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Her blood was red, but now it's blue. She no longer smiles at you.
Music from the group the Chamanas from a record that's titled Once, Once on the Nacional record label Alas de Hierro, the name of the song from the Chamanas. You'll hear quite a bit of that. It's a lot of different sounds on that record. A lot of good sounds. As are the case, or as is the case, on the record from Holly Golightly, brand new record from her. She's been performing along with her man in Holly Golightly and the Brokoffs, but she's finally done a record on her own, kind of with that classic sound. Slow Town Now, the name of the record, came out on my birthday, as a matter of fact, on Damaged Goods. Catch Your Fall, the name of the song from Holly Golightly. Chicano Batman just ahead of that with brand new music. Black Lipstick, the name of the first single for what should be a full-length record, hopefully coming out, if not this year, early next year. Probably those of you who made it to the show last week could tell me a little bit more about new music from Chicano Batman. Always nice to hear that from one of my favorite bands here in L.A. And start the set off with one of my favorite bands that unfortunately is calling it quits and playing their last show here tonight in L.A. over at the Satellite. Starting up about an hour and a half or so will be the final set, more than likely from the Sandwiches. From their last record, you heard the song played again, Dick. That last record, Our Toast, from the Sandwiches, sure to be on my best of countdown towards the end of the year. And that song, probably one of the two or three best things that I've heard this year. So you'll hear it quite a bit a little later in the year as well. Wanted to close out the show as we start closing things up for Christy Lomax of One Track Mind, comes to these KPFK airwaves with a tribute to someone we just found out passed away earlier today. Trombonist out of Jamaica, and next to Don Drummond, who was his mentor, maybe the second best trombonist ever to come out of Jamaica. His name is Rico Rodriguez, and played kind of linking all those different moments of Jamaican music, kind of at the tail end of ska and rocksteady, and into reggae, and into the present time. And then for the revival that happened with the two-tone era, also lending his trombone to some of those bands. And so in this set, just a little short set with some of his talents. And I could have played the song from the Specials doing this song, which is the way that I was introduced to his sound and to Rico in particular, and a lot of these ska sounds. But the original version of this song with Dandy Livingston was recorded around 1969 and is probably the quintessential Rude Boy song, skinhead song from that era, and features the trombone of Rico Rodriguez, as it would in the next era too. Rudy, A Message to You from Dandy Livingston featuring the legendary Rico Rodriguez is what you're hearing right now. A little tribute to Rico on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in. Message to you, Rudy. A message to you. You're growing older each day. You want to think of your future, or you might wind up in jail. Then you will suffer. Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you. Thank you.
stop your running about. It's time you straighten right out. Stop your running around, making trouble in the town. Rudy, a message to you, Rudy, a message to you.
Music from Rico Rodriguez here on KPFK and Melting Pot. From a record that he put out, I think originally on Island, but I've only seen this record on Blue Note Records, which makes it pretty distinctive. It's the only roots reggae record that ever got pressed on Blue Note. The Man from Warika. And it actually is pretty fitting because those lines from Rico's trombone are pretty jazzy. And there's a good bit of improvisation on it. Amazing record, worth checking out and worth tracking down. Sly and Robbie as the rhythm. I think also Junior Mervin plays guitar on here. Ansel Collins is on here. And of course, the Sly trombone of Rico Rodriguez. Ramble was the song that you heard in the set. And in the background right now is Lumumba, both from The Man from Warika, in tribute to Rico Rodriguez, who passed away at the age of 80. Just today we got the word of it. Also in the set, music from the Specials from the two-tone era, with that great trombone of Rico Rodriguez. Nightclub, the name of the song from the debut record from the Specials. And started to set off with a song that was mostly associated with the Specials, but the original version was by Dandy Livingston. A 7-inch on the Trojan record label, and featuring Rico Rodriguez on the trombone. Something that he was happy to redo with the Specials later on. Rudy, A Message to You. And all those tracks in tribute to Rico Rodriguez. I'm sure Chuck Foster, Reggae Central, will probably have a more substantial tribute this weekend on Sundays, 2-4. I hope so. So much music, and just a little bit was what I was able to get for you guys here at the tail end of the show. We'll be back next week with all new music. I might also share a little bit of these mixes I'm getting ready to put up on our website, meltingpotblog.com, just from my time in Cuba. There's a couple of mixes I feel like I got in me connected to that on both 45 and LP. And we'll see what we get into next week. Enjoy the holiday if you are a holiday kind of person. Drive carefully. Take care of yourselves. Christy Lomax is setting up for One Track Mind. It'll be coming up here at KPFK in just a bit. This show will be archived at meltingpotblog.com starting on Sunday. And you can also become a fan of the show at facebook.com/meltingpotradio. Until next time, y'all take care. I'll see you when I see you.